You're listening to the Glow Radio podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Sun. I'm a spiritual baddie who is passionate about real transformation. These raw and unfiltered conversations are meant to break off limiting beliefs and leave you feeling more free to be your truest self. Let's dive deep. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glow Radio episode 109. So right now I'm on this deep astrology kick and decided to record another astrology episode following my previous one that I just did, which was all about astrology compatibility. So today I want to go over the 12 houses in your birth chart and a general meaning for all of them so you can better understand and how they relate in terms of compatibility. So I posted a poll on my Instagram account, my astrology one, at astrobabe1234. I asked you guys if you had any questions about the 12 houses, so I am going to answer some of those in this episode today. Before we jump into it, I do want to let you guys know that I do have a free guide in my Instagram bio that includes 5 steps on how to manifest your dream partner. I saw a lot of you guys download it already, so I'm so stoked to see that. And I'm just really excited to start coaching more of my clients on how to manifest your dream partner, because I truly feel like this is something that I'm so passionate about, and I just love sharing my wisdom and guiding you guys in any way that I can. So if you haven't yet and you do want to check that out, then go click the link in my Instagram bio and you can download that free guide. So let's dive into today's topic. Before we get into the 12 houses, I do want to explain a little bit about the inner and outer planets in your birth chart, because I realized I didn't go over this in the previous episode. So this episode is going to be a lot of information, a lot of teaching. I really recommend that you guys grab a notebook if you guys are really eager to learn more. So the inner planets in your birth chart include the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. And while the ascendant is not a planet, I would include it in this area because it does represent the similar themes. So the inner planets represent our day-to-day. It shows how we communicate, how we act in relationships, how we love, how we work. That's what the inner planets mean. And the outer planets are the ones that are farther away. So Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And these ones represent our lives on a more macro level. They kind of show us the overarching themes in our life, in more on society and as a collective. It kind of shows how we relate to our society in that way. And the inner ones are more personal. So hopefully that kind of makes you understand the planets a little bit more. And I actually saw this description online on a website, and I thought it would be very suiting to share with you guys and might help you guys understand if you guys are having trouble understanding what the planets are versus the signs versus the houses. So the planets can represent characters, and the signs represent the costume that they put on. And the houses represent the stages or the areas of life that they are carried out in, that they are played out in. So if you think of it that way, it might help you, you know, relate them to each other better. And I had one question come in on my Instagram that I thought I would answer. Someone asked, what does it mean when you have 3 planets in a house? So if you have 3 or more planets in a house, it means that you have a stellium. And that simply means that your life could be heavily influenced by the traits of that sign or that house. So it just means that you have a very strong energy, and you might see a lot of those traits of whatever sign you have in your life. So now I'm just going to jump right into it, because we have a lot of information to go over today. I'm going to jump right into the 12 houses. So I'm going to tell you what the ruler of that house is. So every single one of the houses has a sign ruler. And then I'm going to go over some of the themes of that house and what it can represent in your life. So So the first house is ruled by Aries, and this is the house of self, identity, your first impression that you might give off, and it also represents your initial mental instincts. The second house is ruled by Taurus, and it represents security, personal possessions, and your self-worth. The third house is ruled by Gemini, and it represents how we relate to our peers, communication, and siblings. The fourth house is ruled by Cancer, and this house is all about our foundations, our family, and our upbringing. The fifth house is ruled by Leo, and this house is about creativity, about fun, play, and it can also tell us about our romance style in the early stages of dating, so how we flirt. The sixth house is ruled by Virgo, and this house represents our day-to-day routines, our health and fitness, kind of what we like to do, what we like to do for physical activity, like our workouts. And the seventh house is ruled by Libra. This house is about our one-on-one long-term relationships. It can also represent marriage and our business partnerships. The eighth house is ruled by Scorpio. This house is all about death and rebirth. It can tell us about other people's finances and possessions, and it can tell us about more of the dark sides of us. Scorpio is all about taboo topics, mysterious things, the occult. So it can tell us more about those areas in our life. The ninth house is ruled by Sagittarius, and this house is all about higher learning, exploration, and our beliefs, maybe about religion. The 10th house is ruled by Capricorn and represents our reputation and our career. The 11th house is ruled by Aquarius, and this house can tell us more about our friendships and different groups in our life, just how we relate as a collective. The 12th house is ruled by Pisces, and this house is all about our inner self, mystical things, dreams, secrets, our emotions. I feel like Pisces is one of the most complicated signs because it is the oldest sign and it kind of embodies all of the traits of all the rest of the zodiac. So the 12th house is a very, very mysterious one, I would say. So that's a brief overview of what each house means. If you have a planet in a certain house or a few planets in a house, it means that that planet will have influences from the ruler of that house and influences from the sign placement in that house. So, all of us have a placement in each house, and the order of our placements is determined by our rising sign. And that's why it's so important to know your rising sign and know your time of birth if you really want to get deep into your astrology. So, for example, here, your moon sign. Let's take my chart for example. My moon is in Virgo, and it is in my first house because I am a Virgo rising. So my moon actually has influences from Aries because Aries is the ruler of the first house. And I can be very emotional regarding the themes of the first house, like my identity, myself, my mental instincts. The first house also represents more of our physical appearance. So I could be emotional regarding those aspects or intuitive about them since my moon is in the first house. And I like to look at astrology as like there's so many connections and relations within astrology and within the birth chart. It's not really like there's one answer or one clear answer because everything is so connected. If you guys listened to my previous episode just before this, where I talked about compatibility, I will have explained that there are so many connections, and that's why it's kind of difficult for me to answer like a clear question when someone asks me which signs are compatible, because it's honestly not as simple as that. And one thing I want to go over here is the different types of planets, the different types of groups of planets. So traditionally, there are two groups of planets, benefic planets and malefic planets. So the words, the titles represent, benefic planets can seem more lucky and more prosperous, but it's not always the case. So the two benefic planets are Jupiter and Venus. And the two malefic planets are Mars and Saturn. But I don't really want you to think of this as like good or bad, black or white, because it's not always like that. Wherever Jupiter and Venus are in your chart, which house they're in, you could have immense luck in those areas. You could find yourself very prosperous. But depending on your choices and your life decisions, it could not always be a good thing because, too much Venus can lead to overindulging and being lazy, so there's different ways to look at it, and it just depends on your life choices. And just because you have Mars and Saturn in a certain house, it doesn't mean that it's going to be horrible or negative. Saturn is a very strict planet, it is the planet of limitations, lessons, and restrictions. But all of us go through lessons in life. Like, what would life be if we didn't go through lessons? That's kind of the whole point of us being here, right? So I wouldn't be scared when you see these planets in your chart. Like, I would encourage you to look at it from a way of seeing how you can grow. And Mars, yes, is a challenging planet. It is the planet of aggression. And sometimes, wherever Mars is placed in a house, it can show us where we might have more challenges in that area and maybe more arguments, things like that. But the pro of Mars is that Mars represents a lot of energy. Mars is in my sixth house, and I find that I have a lot of energy to carry out my day-to-day routines. I love working out in a very intense way, and that makes sense since Mars is in my sixth house. And actually, Saturn is in that house for me too. So, having both the malefic planets in one house, you can see it as a very challenging thing. And yes, I have had a lot of challenges in that area, especially with my health in the past, but I feel like there's also been a lot of room and opportunity for growth for me in that aspect too. So that's a little intro to the benefic and malefic planets. And if you have a planet in a certain house, it just shows you how, something could relate between the signs, the ruler of the house and that planet. Let me give you another example. So Pluto rules Scorpio. And Pluto is the planet of transformation, deep transformation. And my Pluto is in my fourth house, the fourth house of foundations and family. And I do find that I have gone through a lot of deep transformation in that area. I have learned to heal a lot of my childhood traumas, learn to set boundaries with my family. And I feel like that is a very, very drastic transformation. So that's how you would relate the planets in each house. And if you do not have a planet in that house, it just means that that house is simply empty. It doesn't really mean anything. I would just look at the placement in that house, what sign is in that house, and then you can see how that sign relates to that area of your life. So moving on, let's talk a little bit about compatibility. So compatibility, I feel, is really about understanding the other person. Yes, there are some signs and some elements that might understand each other better, but it just because your signs are compatible on paper doesn't mean that you're going to get along necessarily in person. So I feel like, yes, knowing your big six, all those signs are very important. But I would actually argue that the 12 houses are kind of even more important in terms of compatibility. When you understand your partner's houses or your friends' houses, you can understand how you might relate to each other better. And when I look at my partner's signs in their houses and my friends, I can actually see, oh, like we have compatible signs, quote unquote, compatible signs in this house, and that's why I feel like we can relate to each other. But what's even more important than that is someone's desire to heal themselves and evolve themselves and develop themselves. If someone has not done that, they're going to embody a lot of the shadow traits of their signs, the dark sides, and the not so positive traits of their sign. So ultimately, compatibility is based on whether a person has developed themselves. And when you're dating here, if you are in the process of dating, I would encourage you to look at the fifth house and the seventh house. I feel like these two are important when you're looking for a partner. So the fifth house, like I mentioned earlier, represents our flirting style, how we act in the early stages of dating. And the seventh house represents how we act once we are in a long-term relationship. And these, the placements in those two houses can be very different. So for myself, my fifth house is in Sagittarius. So when I'm dating, you know, I am a free spirit. I am very direct, blunt, and a bit reckless sometimes, but a lot of fun, you know, chaotic fire signs. I like to take action. But my seventh house is in Pisces. So those are like very different signs. So in a long-term relationship, while I do still embody some of the traits of the fifth house, because the fifth house still represents, you know, play and fun in our life, the seventh house shows how I am in a long-term relationship. So I'm a lot more Pisces, you know, easygoing, self-sacrificing, a bit more afraid of conflict and things like that. So I would encourage you to look at those two houses if you are dating so that you can get to understand your partner or your potential partners more. So I hope that this gave you a brief little intro about the houses. There's honestly so much to cover, and I just wanted to give you like a brief summary of everything, and hopefully that was helpful for you guys. If you guys did enjoy the podcast, make sure to go leave a review on iTunes. It helps more people discover the podcast. And if you guys do have any topics you want me to cover on the podcast, I'd be happy to consider them. Send me a DM on Instagram. All my links are in the description of this podcast. So thank you so much for listening. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.